Today is April 12th, 2010, and my name is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the show. What do you think? April 12th. We're firmly in Aries territory here. And people born today are strong characters. Strong card, because the ruling card of today's birthday is King of Clubs. So people who are born today are going to be somewhat bossy, and they're going to really think that they are meant to lead, even more than a King birth card would in some cases. You know, when you have a king as a ruling card, it can be even stronger than when it's a birth card, because we tend to exaggerate our planetary ruling card. And we have a lot of interesting people who were born today, and it's funny, a lot of them are quite old, people that I know. Well, I'll just go down to some of the lists. Very interesting people. Now, one interesting one I thought was Tom Clancy. He's born today. This is Nine of Diamonds Day, by the way, with King of Clubs. And Tom Clancy's books are known for so much information and detail, and that comes from, I think, his King of Clubs card. David Letterman is 63 years today old, so him and Tom Clancy have the exact same birthday. That's interesting. They're both 63 years old today. Herbie Hancock is 70 today. Leave It to Beaver actor Frank Bank is 68. Can you imagine the guy on Leave It to Beaver is 68 years old? Now, I don't know which character he was. He might have been Wally from that name, Frank Bank. It makes me think he was Wally. I don't know the names of all the stars. Okay, who else we have? David Cassidy, who's 60 years old today. We have Andy Garcia, which I really like him as an actor. J.D. Nicholas of the Commodores. Vince Gill. Rock musician Will Sargent of Echo and the Bunnymen. He's 52. I never even heard of that group. Let's see here. Who else? Anybody? Shannon Daugherty is 39 years today, entering her Jupiter period. She was on Dancing with the Stars and was the first person to get kicked off the show. Isn't that amazing? I thought she was a King of Diamonds for some reason. We also have Claire Danes, actress Claire Danes. Very interesting. You know, it's kind of tough to be a Nine of Diamonds card, because life seems to never treat you fairly. And it doesn't really matter how much success you have. All Nine of Diamonds will have a little bit of an attitude about, why am I getting the short end of the stick? It's very interesting when you observe people who are Nine of Diamonds and how it works. But the King of Clubs here really helps out a lot, and it causes these people more than other Nine of Diamonds to really aspire to some leadership position in their life, and hopefully to take some responsibility for their life as well. We had a wonderful sale last week. We had a lot of people who chimed in. They took advantage of our intermediate special and our software packages. And, you know, there was 21 hours of instruction in that collection. And, wow, what a lot of material. That's going to be a lot to study. I hope you guys enjoy that. We are having a class on May the 8th here in Concord, California, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's called Using the Cards for Personal and Professional Life Planning. You know, this system was meant to help us make better choices in our life, both personal choices and professional choices. So this class is all about understanding how to utilize the cards for these purposes, to align yourself with the most positive and powerful influences that are available to you, and how to time events in your life. Things like pinpointing the best times for marriage, love affairs, birth of a child, and even divorce. How to handle sevens and nines so that they bring you more success rather than problems. The best card indicators for business and work expansion, and how to take the most advantage of these. And we're going to, as a class, we're going to look ahead at your seven-year and yearly spreads to map out a plan for the next 2 to 5 years. And how to harmonize. That's what it's going to be all about. So everybody's going to get their cards looked at and I'm going to help you with the information. Now, the class is nearly full. We have room for about 5 more people. If you're interested, go to 7thunders.com. If you think you can make it, this is going to be in Concord, California, not far from San Francisco. And click on the seminars link at the top, and you'll find the full information there along with the link to enroll yourself in this course if you're interested. And bring a friend. Some people bring their friends. It's really nice. Have a lot of fun. Okay. Usually on the show, we have a topic of discussion, and tonight is a card class. Tonight is a class about what are the indicators of all the different kinds of relationships. And some of them are different than you would think. And I want to say something when I start. You know the yearly spreads. If you have my book, Cards of Your Destiny, or if you have my software program, or if you go to my website and do the free reading, you can look at least your current cards, even though you're only looking at a small fraction of your current cards. So looking for cards for relationships, I want you to understand that there are other ones that you don't even see that are in. They're not in the book, because every card in your yearly spread has a pair of underlying cards. And sometimes these underlying cards point to relationships happening. So if you don't see a card for relationship in your yearly spread, don't freak out about it, because it still might be there that you don't see it. And the other thing is that you have 7-year cards, and you have 2 long-range cards for each of your cards. And the second one you don't see in the book, unless you have read on page 108 about how to do the 7-year spreads. But there are other indicators. So what I'm saying to you is, a lot of people have, when will I meet somebody, and they don't see anything. Sometimes there's other cards that you don't see that show up. But as a general rule, the cards I'm going to be talking about do indicate are indicators of relationship. So, this is a little class for single people as well as married people. And really, the cards have a lot to do with the meaning of the cards in your spreads have a lot to do with your situation. Not only your situation, but what you want from your life and what's your attitude. For example, a 5 of hearts can mean divorce if you're married. It also can mean getting married if you're single. And by the way, the 5 of hearts doesn't always mean divorce, because it also can mean taking a trip with a loved one, with your partner, and it can also mean moving to a new house. So this is another thing I want to say up front, is that some of the cards have more than one meaning, or actually as many as 2 or 3 meanings, and all of them may apply. I mean, a 5 of hearts can mean you get divorced and move out, naturally. So, looking for cards for when you're going to meet somebody if you're single. Well, you're always looking for heart cards, but you're also looking at the cards in Venus, whatever they are, because Venus is like a heart influence in itself. Whatever's in your Venus period tends to have a heart influence built into it. So an Ace of Hearts in Venus, 2 of Hearts in Venus, a 3 of Hearts, a 4 of Hearts, a 6 of Hearts in Venus, any of those could mean the beginning of a new relationship. But none of them are guarantees of that. And even an 8 of hearts in Venus, an 8 of hearts gives the power to have any relationship you want. This is one of the best cards you can have for a relationship if you're single, is an 8 of hearts, because it's going to give you the power to go out and meet people. And everybody's going to love you wherever you go. Whoever you go out with is going to really like you. And it's a time when you really have the power to make it happen in a bigger way. So looking for that 8 of hearts showing up in a yearly spread is very good, especially in Venus. But how about long range card? Wouldn't that be nice? Or even environment card would be very good. So 2 of hearts is the traditional card of the lovers. It's not necessarily marriage. It's often not marriage. It just means finding somebody that's a really match for you on a romantic and sexual level. It's not really about family so much, which marriage is. Marriage is about family. But, even marriage means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Some people would get married and it wouldn't be a heart card there at all. It might be a money card. There could be lots of situations around a marriage. And you have to remember that whatever card you see or cards in a person's spread is what they're experiencing, not what the thing is. You know, a man might have a Queen of Hearts, which is a card of sex and pleasure, as a marriage card. The woman might have a King of Hearts as a marriage, because it's also the card of a woman meeting the perfect lover, just like a Queen of Hearts is the card for a man meeting the perfect lover. Two of Hearts, though, is this really great bond, but you have to also understand that that's possibly just two really good friends getting together. It's love. It's deep love, and it can often be romantic or sexual. Three of Hearts, of course, means, hey, you're going to have your choice. You're going to have your choice. There's going to be multiple people that you're interested in that show up in your life. Multiple people. And it's up to you. Usually, if I have a client and they have a Three of Hearts as a long-range card, or even an environment card, I will tell them that this is not the year that you're going to actually settle down with somebody, but it is the year for you to go out and find out what you really want in relationship by trying some relationships out. It's a card of experimentation. It's a card of trying different things, experimenting, seeing what's out there. But if you have a Three of Hearts in one of your periods, it's probably because you already are involved with more than one person. And hopefully it's not in Saturn, because a Three of Hearts in Saturn will put you into a very difficult situation where you're having to choose between two people, and neither one feels like the best choice for you. Four of Hearts is really the family card. Four of Hearts is really the traditional marriage card, because it represents a foundation of love. It represents setting like a foundation in your life of love that's a father, mother, and two children. You know, Four of Hearts would be father, mother, and two children. Now, if you're single and you're not really interested in marriage, or you're only half interested in marriage, a Four of Hearts can actually represent you turning away an offer of love. If you've ever seen the Four of Cups card in the tarot deck, and the cups are the same as the hearts, and you have a man sitting under a tree with three cups sitting next to him, a cup is being offered to him. Love is being offered, but his arms are folded, and he's refusing to let that come in. So a Four of Hearts can actually mean refusing love that's offered to you. You feel content. You feel like you don't need any more. A Five of Hearts, of course, I've mentioned already, it can represent just a change in your relationship status from married to being single, or from being single to being married. And a Six of Hearts, if it's in a really good position like Venus or environment card, maybe even long range, it could mean that you meet somebody you were destined to be with. Now, this is a very attractive influence for people who are looking for like a soulmate or somebody that is really significant from their past life. A Six of Hearts in Venus especially would be a really strong indicator for that if you're single. That could also be in Mars too. Also, it could show up in Mars for a woman more than a man, but because Mars, for women, represents the men they're attracted to or the person they're attracted to. It has a more aggressive energy about it. Let me see what else. Nine of Hearts. A Nine of Hearts, like a Five of Hearts, can represent marriage, because it can represent you finding the fulfillment that you've been looking for a long time and the end of a search, or the end of wanting to have a relationship. So if you're single, a Nine of Hearts can represent the time when you really, you know, you meet the person that you really have wanted to meet for a long, long time. Now imagine if you had the Nine of Hearts and you also had a Six of Hearts. Like maybe your Nine of Hearts was long range and you had a Six of Hearts in Venus. Well, that's a pretty strong indicator that you're going to meet somebody and it's going to be good, you know. So don't just, when you see a nine of hearts, don't just think, oh, you know, I'm not, this is really bad for me. I'm not going to ever meet anybody. What's going on? Be open to it. Now, ten of hearts can mean, if you're single, meeting a lot of people, even though it's generally more of a social card. You know, it's not usually a personal card, but it can, in some cases, mean having a lot of romantic contacts in 1 year. I knew somebody who had a ten of hearts long range, and there was a queen of hearts underlying that, and he had more girlfriends in 1 year than he'd ever had before. I think it was like 20 or 30 different girlfriends. Very unusual, but it was a combination of a ten of hearts with a queen of hearts underlying it. So the queen of hearts under it is what told that they were going to be lovers and not just social popularity. Okay, then you go to the, I've already talked about the queen and king of hearts. These are the last two. The queen of hearts is, you know, for men, it represents sex. For women, too. But it can be a marriage card for men. And the king of hearts can be a marriage card for a woman if she's looking for that perfect lover. But it also just is an indicator of having a love affair, for sure. Now, an ace in Venus, a new beginning. Any ace in Venus can mean a new love. An ace of spades in Venus, often a secret love. Ace of hearts or two of hearts in Neptune, also a secret love. Or even three of hearts in Neptune can mean that you have a couple secret lovers going on there. Okay? So we want to look at those. And we want to look at those other cards in Venus. Basically, the cards in Venus tell you what's the condition of your romantic life. And really, more than that, what's the condition of people that are close enough to you to be living in your same home or to be in your house or be sharing your house in some way? That's really where it all comes from. Okay? So that's pretty much it all about relationships. It's a short, quick kind of a thing, but I thought it would be helpful for you to sort of realize some of the ways that these love cards that show up in your yearly readings and 7 year, you know, and you really should take the time to learn about the 7 year spreads. I mean, what if you had, for example, for the whole 7 years, a really good love, maybe you had an eight of hearts long range for 7 years or a queen of hearts long range for 7 years. Well, that's a pretty good indication that you're going to have a lot of romantic fun and power with people for an entire 7 year period. So it's worth it to look that up and see what you have. It also, looking at the 7 year spreads will also tell you what your vertical long range cards are. You have a second long range card for every year for each of your birth card and ruling card. And one of those might be a heart if you're looking for love. And maybe it might tell you who even that you might meet in a certain year by their birth card. Okay, this is going to conclude our little talk. And we're going to go right into a song that I played here on the show recently because I recorded it not too long ago. It's called Flying. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back and taking your calls right after this break. Be right back. Thank you. And that was Flying, a new song that I've composed. By the way, I'm going to have all of my songs, and including the intro songs and stuff, available on our new website that we're working on called e7thunders.com. They'll eventually be available. You'll be able to download all these intros things for free if you want. There's going to be some freebies on there. Also, just before I begin with the calls, just another reminder, we're having a seminar. This is the last class I'll be teaching in California before we move to the East Coast. It's going to be on Saturday, May the 8th, and at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a one-day class, Using the Cards for Personal and Professional Life Planning. You can read all about it on 7thunders.com and click on the seminars link at the top. Okay, our first caller tonight is a birthday girl. Her name is Joey, and her birthday is tomorrow, April 13th, 1968. Hi, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, today might actually be your birthday.
Oh, don't say that. Not a nine of diamonds.
No, what I mean by that is the true birthday that we celebrate each year is actually the solar return. And the sun, place it was the day you were born. And that can sometimes fall a day earlier or a day later than your actual birthday.
So, wow, that's interesting.
And you do have an eight of hearts today. How's your day been so far?
It started off great, and then it ended kind of weird, but I went into my yoga pose, so I'm back zen.
Uh-huh.
Had a small issue, but other than that, today's been good.
Well, good. So, I assume you would like to talk a little bit about your next year. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you some information, and then I'm going to let you go. Okay? So listen up carefully. This is a very significant birthday for you. Number one, you start a brand new seven-year period on tomorrow. That's significant. And it's one of the most important seven-year periods of life where you go through the rebirth year. And it's the time of life between now and age 52, which is 10 years for you, when you will decide how good your life can be. So it's kind of like the time to really push forward with everything that you really want in your life. That's one thing that's happening. Number two, the other thing that's really significant is this is the beginning of your ascent to the pinnacle. You displaced the Ten of Clubs this year, and you have an opportunity to make a lot of success in your work this year. And if you have a goal in mind, you'll just go right up the ladder between now and age 45. You're rising up to the pinnacle. You got that?
Okay.
So it's time to really, if you're going to act in your life, if you're going to take action to have success, like if you were taking this class I've been talking about, I would tell you the same thing. I would say you need to really make some big plans for yourself and go for it. Just the mere fact that you're displacing the Ten of Clubs is an indication that success will be a lot easier for you this year than it has been. So you've got to really, really go for it. You got that, Joey?
Perfect.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show, and happy birthday. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Joey's called in before. It's great to hear from her. She's an eight of diamonds and an ace of clubs. And all eight of diamonds have a desire to be successful. I mean, it's built into them that they really want to, you know, reach up to the stars and do something really great. And this is a time. I mean, for an eight of diamonds, this particular period would be extra special. Okay, our next caller is from Georgia, somewhere in Georgia. Her name is Stephanie, and her birthday is March the 6th, 1974. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, hi.
Welcome to our
show.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can.
Okay.
Hi, I was calling because I'm a fan of your work, and I've been trying myself to kind of read what's coming up for me, and that's really my question, because as a Pisces, I've been following the Saturn in Virgo, and I've been really tested, and I'm going through some hard times. I experienced a divorce last year, and I'm really in the place of putting my life back together, and I just kind of want to see what you can see coming up in the cards for me.
Sure, that's a good question. It's a fair question, and you're not too far from your birthday, too, so I'm happy to do this for you. So
thank
are you,
you
ready for some fun for a change?
Yes.
Are you ready to meet somebody new?
Well, that's the thing. I think I'm a little bit holding myself back in that area, and I don't know that I should be, because I think this time in my life is about opening up to the new, but I guess, you know, I'm just a little hesitant.
Well, you've just come out of a divorce, and, you know, you probably, it was hard for you and all that, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, this year is just getting started for you, okay?
Yeah.
And starting around the end of this month, everything's going to change dramatically, okay?
Hmm.
Even if you didn't want to be in a relationship, you're not going to be able to help yourself. You're going to have
Is
so
that right?
many men coming at you from all directions, and you'll pick at least one of them.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
It's the funniest thing, though.
It really,
it's kind of happening
cards,
already,
you have so
it's
many
a hard little overwhelming.
This year. And did you hear me talking in the early part of the show about the different relationship cards?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what I said about the Eight of Hearts at all?
Something
the power
to the effect
that card
of,
bestows?
Yeah, the power, yeah.
To have anything you want in love, okay? Well, you have that as your long-range card this year.
Wow.
And you also have it in Venus, which I talked about as being the best thing. So
Right. Basically
you're going to have whatever you want this year when it comes to relationships. Okay?
Wow.
You're going to have like a little magic wand.
How do
whenever
I use
you wave
that?
It. Anybody will do whatever you tell them.
Uh-oh.
I hope you can handle that responsibility.
Okay. But that's the thing. How do you use that?
It's very simple. It's not complicated at all. You just be clear about what you want and watch it happen. It'll happen. You won't have to try.
Okay.
You'll see. It hasn't happened yet, but it's only about, 3 weeks away? And you're going to notice a big shift. And I think you're going to have at least two lovers this year at different times.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be a good year for you. I think you'll look back and go, wow, that was fun.
Okay. So
All
is
right,
that
Stephanie?
The main thing? Is it's relationships this year?
Yeah,
is that
it's pretty
right?
much focused on your relationship more than anything else.
Okay. Wow.
And
thank you
make
so
a little
much.
List of what you really want. Like, get clear. You got 3 weeks to figure out, just to kind of get clear with yourself. What is it that you really, really want in a relationship?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank
because
you so much.
I guarantee you, if you are really clear, you're going to get exactly what you want.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow.
It's very good.
That sounds good. Wow. Okay.
All right. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
I appreciate your helping me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a short break before we take our next calls. This is a song called Shri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Be right back after Shri Ram. We'll be right back. was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you did that. That's Bhakti with a rock beat. Okay, our next caller is Jordan. Her birthday is April 28, 1947. Are you there, Jordan?
Yes. Robert is Mabel Jordan.
Oh, okay. He just said Jordan, so gotcha. How are you doing,
yeah.
Mabel?
Hi. Would you tell me what you see in the cards for this coming year? I got a birthday coming up soon. And I noticed I have an eight of heart and an ace of heart. Kind of stood out with me with Saturn. I know Saturn is supposed to not be always bad, but it kind of is a trigger for me. So,
well, the first place to always look is your long-range card, but because you need to, like, get, you know, sort of a – it sort of frame puts a frame around the whole year that you can look at everything else to sort of evaluate, okay? And you
yeah,
have,
I did that already, that nine of heart. I've been on it too tough already before time, and – I don't know if I did some crazy stuff because I saw it, because I looked at it as an ending.
Well, it only is an ending if you're already in a relationship. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, was.
Okay. Oh, are you married right now? What's the situation?
I ended it.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, I ended it.
How long ago?
Last week.
Okay. Is it over for good?
If you want to know the truth, I don't think so.
Okay. So I think that nine of hearts is going to be about you completing that relationship. I think it is going to end, but it's going to take you kind of all year to finish that off. Okay? Based on the fact that you just ended it. This happens a lot with couples, like when they're married, the divorce or the breakup. The process of it, the complete process, can take an entire year or longer sometimes. You follow me? Now, having an Eight of Hearts in Saturn is a good influence. It's not a bad influence at all. Okay? That's a good influence. Because
right,
it's an
that's
eight.
What I looked at. So what do you see from the work as perspective, these other cards, the yearly?
Well, you're looking at an Eight of Clubs in Jupiter. That's really good, you know. I mean, I think it's really going to be a good year. I think the major thing, though, is...
It appears already some things are beginning to unfold for my work aspect of my work.
Yeah,
but
your work's
going to
be fine.
Is very important to me, too.
Your work's going to be fine, Mabel. But really, the main focus is going to be ending your marriage or your relationship, whatever it is. That's going to be the main focus.
Ending then, it from my perspective?
Yes, that's correct. Yep. And then, once you're free of that, you'll be able to make a transition. I mean, work-wise, no problems, and I see success for you. But that's going to be the major thing. I'm not saying it's going to be necessarily difficult, but it just has to be handled. Do you follow me?
Okay. That one question, I know I've got to let you go. I mentioned about the person who I just broke off with, that my card is showing up in their spread where they just had a birthday at the end of March.
Well, you know, imagine that it takes a year for you guys to really complete this. Well, you might be showing up in his cards for a while, and you might see him in your cards for a while. It doesn't mean you're getting back together, though, unless you say so.
Okay. Well, see, the thing about it, that I broke it off, but they didn't want to end it completely. I broke it off.
Well, it doesn't matter who doesn't want to end it completely. If one person is firm and breaks it off, it's over.
Okay, but right now you are telling me definitely that the nine of heart definitely has to do with that one specific relationship. No others
yes.
are involved in that?
The one, the most important one of your life right now, that one. Yes.
Oh, Robert. Can't I just go somewhere and get in a hole for a year and then come back?
Hey, look, it's not going to be that bad. Don't look at it as a bad thing. You know, open your mind up a little bit, okay? Be open.
Okay, thank you.
It can be good. Okay? Be look on the positive side of this. You really want this. It's keeping you from happiness. The Nine of Hearts can bring you happiness, trust me. Okay?
Okay, I know you should know. Thank you.
I should know. Thank you, Mabel. Great talking to you.
Right here.
All right. Have a good night. Okay, next up tonight is, let's see here, we have Mary Lee from Chicago. Eight of Clubs, Six of Diamonds. One of my biggest fans up in the Chicago area. Are you there, Mary Lee?
I am, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
good. Well, I don't even know what to ask. This year is almost over, and I'm really glad. I'm hoping next year is going to be better.
Well, you know, it depends on you. You know, the cards, there may be some good cards there, but it always will depend on, you know, where you're at, what you're doing, how you're thinking about everything. So what do you want to see happen this year? How could life be better for you this year? How would that look?
Better health.
Better. So you've had some health problems?
I am, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Well, business, too. It's the next best thing.
Uh-huh.
And, of course,
okay.
Love. All three of them.
What was the last one? I'm sorry.
Love?
Oh, you want to have a relationship.
I would like a new one, uh-huh.
Oh, well, you mean you're still in one?
I'm not in one right now, no.
Oh, okay. So you know you've looked at your cards, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you have.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Eight of Hearts next year is going to help in the Mars.
Well, did you look at your long-range card and your Six of Diamonds spread?
No, uh-uh.
Why not?
I guess it's very hard for me to be objective about myself.
Yeah, but, you know, come on. You know, you have a Two of Hearts long range this year. Two of Hearts. You missed that, didn't you?
I did. Uh-huh.
You didn't even look in that spread, did you?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, so this is something for everybody to hear. You have to look in both spreads.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You absolutely have to. You're only getting half the picture if you're only looking in one of the spreads, okay?
Oh, you mean my other card other than the Eight of Clubs?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And, you know, look, lo and behold, you have the Lover's card there.
Oh, for this year?
Yes.
Before this is over?
No, the one that's coming up.
Oh, the one that's coming up. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
I deserve a new lover.
So I hope you take from this show tonight to always look at your planetary ruling card spread.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you might be surprised. You might be in for a really nice surprise.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think your health is going to be okay. I mean, you have an Ace of Spades environment also in that spread, which means this is a really good year to really have a big change in your life. Now, you are an Eight of Clubs. Change does not come normally to be that easy for you. But even so, this is a very, very good influence. So think about sort of just redesigning your whole life. You know, look at everything in your life and see how you would like it to be better or different.
Okay.
You follow?
That's good. For my birthday, I'm going to get a reading from you.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
It's going to be my present from me to me.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'll be around, and I look forward to doing that, Mary.
Okay. When are you moving, Robert?
Probably in the end of June.
Oh, okay.
Most likely, the end of June.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you, and I certainly thank you for tonight.
You're welcome, Mary Lee. Have a great birthday, but I don't talk to you before then.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Next up is Ellen from Seattle. She's June 21st, 1959. Are you there, Ellen?
I am. Hello, Robert.
And Ellen, do you know your sun sign? Have you ever had your chart done?
Yeah, my sun sign is Gemini.
Okay.
With
so
Leo rising.
Okay, so you're not a Cancer, because you could have been a Cancer.
Yeah, I know I'm right on the cusp there,
You are officially a Gemini. Okay, good. I just wanted to be sure of that before we started talking. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I'm very concerned about the world of work in my life. It's been an interesting, the last 7 years have been full of change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking like it could be change again soon. And so I just wondered if you had any insights.
Well, is there some problem with change?
Actually, there's not a problem with it. I just feel very uncomfortable with it.
Well, why?
It's scary, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, good for you. Not knowing what's going to happen, that's a good place to be. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, you ever heard the word? You ever heard of the word wonderful?
Uh huh.
You know what that word means? Full of wonder, which means not knowing.
Oh. That makes
I'm wondering
sense.
About the future. I don't know what's going to be. I'm just so wonderful.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so if you're gonna tell God, hey, I don't want any more changes. All right, you might as well just go ahead and kill yourself. You might as well just go ahead and shoot yourself. You know, get over.
Well, I want good changes.
Well, they're all good.
It feels
they're
like it's
good.
Been a bit of a rocky 7 years.
You know, you're a nine of clubs. That's your birth card in the system. And nine of clubs can be sort of like pessimistically oriented, okay,
oh,
mentally.
Yeah?
You know, and it started from, you know, things that happened in early childhood that were kind of tragic.
Okay.
And part of the nine of clubs is letting go of that. Like, being a nine of clubs means you got to let that go. Let go of your version of life that you're in your mind, you know. Surrender it. Let it go. Because it's way more beautiful and great than you think. Everything that's happened to you has been good, but you're not seeing it because you're so caught up in your way of interpreting it, see?
My worry, you mean?
The worry, the whatever else. The way you interpret what happens, the way you, what you make it into, you know, the story that you put on it. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, hey. This has actually been, you're actually, this year starts, you're in a very, very significant cycle right now. And your career could really go through the roof in the next couple of years. If you're open to it. If you're open to it.
Okay. You know, I'm definitely open.
Well, good. And, you know, but get off this, like, poor me thing. Start looking at the good. Look at all the great things you have in your life. Look at all the great stuff you have to be grateful for in your life right now. And it'll grow. It'll and you have great influences. And age 52 is like the crowning year for most people. You know, so you got like 2 years, but I see nothing but good cards between
now
and then.
Okay.
It's just going to be great. I see money. I see success. And I see love.
Fantastic.
If you're available for all those good things. You know, you got to like get out of the room. You got to get out of the pity party room and get on with the, hey, I'm surfing. It's great. Life's uncertain, but it's great. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, I was looking at my long range card for this current year, soon to end. And it mentions King of Diamonds, and it mentions financial success for those who actually have their own business.
It could have been you having your own business if you had taken that route.
Uh-huh.
It's a little late now, but you could have done that. I don't know if you did. If I had talked to you before this year began, I would have given you some specific advice, you know, how to take advantage of that. But, here we are, but this is not your last opportunity. Great things are happening, okay? Really great. Do you have my books at all?
I do.
Okay, well, look in the cards of your destiny and read about the ascent to the pinnacle in the chapter about the auspicious events. Read about that. And the pinnacle year, which for you is at age 53. And read about the critical year, because that's coming up for you. These are all really fantastic influences.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's great having you on the show. I appreciate talking to you, Ellen.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night, too. Okay. We're going to plow on right on ahead here. We have a caller from my neighborhood here, Lafayette, not too far, actually 5 or 10 miles away. Cindy, whose birthday is July 7th, 1954. Are you there, Cindy?
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Do I know you?
No, but I've been studying your books for over 5 years.
Well, you got to come to our class next month, Sadie.
I'm thinking of it. I'm supposed to be in L.A., but I just looked on the calendar. It's the 8th, right?
May 8th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to catch you before you leave town.
Well, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's see. The last 2 years have been really rough. I went through a difficult divorce, like the beginning of 08, and, you know, lost everything. And I was in two real quick crash and burn relationships. And then now I've been single for, you know, I mean, alone pretty much for the last year. And I'm an artist, and right now I'm thinking about relationship as well as moving to Los Angeles for my art career. And I did see that I have a Three of Hearts for my next birthday as a long range, which I understand is about, you know, experimenting and choices and all that. So I was just curious what you could tell me about relationship and moving.
One thing that's significant for you is the fact that that Three of Hearts is your lifetime Venus card. It's the Venus card in your life spread.
Okay.
So it holds special significance for you. Okay.
Okay.
Do you get that concept? I'm not telling you what special significance. I'm just telling you that it's special for you because it's your Venus card for life. Okay.
So does that mean that I'm just always going to have variety and relationship for the rest of my life? Is that
well,
what it's saying?
If you keep choosing it.
Oh, if I choose it, okay.
If you keep choosing it.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have a lot of. You're a powerful person. You're not somebody who anybody pushes around or anything like that. So if something's going on in your life, it's something you chose, without a doubt.
Right.
So, you know, it's, you know, you're a very independent person. Okay, you know this, right?
Right, I am.
And I know you want relationship, but you have to find a way to reconcile that with your independent nature and decide, you know, what kind of relationship is exactly the right thing for you. And next year will be a chance to find that out. Well, isn't it nice to know that you're not going to be alone next year?
Well, I hope not. I'm getting tired of it, and I'm not good at online dating. It just doesn't work for me. So I haven't gone out with anyone or met anyone. I mean, I'm on these dating things, but I won't do anything about it. I just sort of sit back and watch it and do nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's kind of good to do the online dating, just not that you will find necessarily anybody on there. You might, but really just to sort of prove to yourself that you're really committed to having it happen with somebody, you know.
Okay.
Just that you're willing to do that says to the whole universe, hey, she's ready for somebody to show up. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, check some of these people out. Maybe meet one of them in a public place somewhere. You know, you don't have to reveal too much about yourself. You know, I would definitely suggest that after your birthday with his Three of Hearts long range.
Right. What could you tell me or point out as far as moving? I'm making plans to leave Lafayette probably August 1st and move to Los Angeles. And my daughter, who's my Queen of Hearts and my Pluto for the next birthday, she's going to be 17, and she's going to go live with her dad. So I've been raising her, who is autistic, for, you know, 17 years. And she's doing really well now. So I'm looking for a new beginning and moving.
Well, there's nothing here that contradicts that. There's nothing strong showing you moving, but there's also nothing contradicting it, so I see no problem with the whole idea. I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
One last question. I have a woman who's in business, in the art business. She's also an Eight of Diamonds, but her planetary ruling is a Five of Clubs. And this year, in her yearly chart, the Eight of Diamonds shows up as her environment and displacement card. So what could that mean?
That's because she's 45 years old.
Okay.
Everybody has that at 45. You did too. Look back and see.
Right.
Yeah, it's just part of the rebirth year phenomena. You have all the cards you were born with all over again.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with my relationship with her now.
No, it won't really affect. I mean, what really has to do with your relationship with her is the connections that you guys have together, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, she's Uranus to you and you're Moon to her. I mean, so there's... you can read about that in the Love Cards book. It's very simple, you know.
Okay.
Look at the ruling cards especially, the connections between your ruling card and hers and your ruling card and her birth card and so forth.
Okay, this is great. Well, I hope to meet you before you move back east.
Well, good.
So I will see if I can change my plans for the May 8th.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be great to meet you. It's not many people that we know that are local, so it would be great.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed your books for all these years, and I read them constantly.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, so you're doing great work, and I'm glad that I got to get on your show today.
Thank you. Great talking to you, Cindy, and thanks for being my guest.
Okay, Robert. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I think we can squeeze in one more caller really quick. We got to make it kind of short, though. This is Cheryl from Massachusetts, March 29th, 1976. Are you there, Cheryl?
I am. How are you, Robert?
I'm good, and happy birthday. And like I said, we got to make this kind of quick, so what can I do for you?
Okay, just like a quick thing. My year looks pretty good, but I wanted to know if there were any more insights you can give me about my Pluto and result cards. I have a five of diamonds and a five of hearts.
Well, and it says that you want. It says that a job that you want will have you be moving by your next birthday.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay.
And you know, also pay attention to the fact that your displacement card for your birth card is your ruling card this year. So really, the Jack in you has to come out more this year.
Okay.
The creative side.
Right.
Has to come out more this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're definitely moving. Get ready. You know, start packing.
Okay. Well, that actually makes a lot of sense. And the five of hearts,
Well, the five of hearts is the card of the move. That's the move of the home.
Okay.
And why? Because of the five of diamonds, change of job, change of career. You need to change career. You're stuck. You need to get on. How did I know that?
That's precisely right. Go ahead.
And you have to give that your full attention and your due diligence about that because it's true, and you need to get moving. See?
Okay. And the last thing, with respect to relationships, this has really been a year of focus as far as work. Just so far, it's just started, but. Is there any chance that I might meet someone that I would have a longer range?
Well, it's not showing as a big deal. You need to get moving first, and then things will lighten up and change after you. You got a marriage card next year, you know? So it's everything's going to come to you, but first take care of first things first, you know?
Okay.
First things first. Love will follow. Trust me. Once you're in the right place, the man will show up.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being my guest tonight, Cheryl. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, that leaves us just enough time to end up and have our song Gayatri play as we leave. And thank you all for being our guests on the show tonight. And we'll see you here next week, same time with another card class. I guarantee it. Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam
Tulavariyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayam.